want to mention is that which we're giving Zeichel the Mas is a shekel. So there's one opinion which says that maybe you should give it based on the Mas is a shekel, which was given Bizman Chazal, which that was based on a certain amount of silver content. So we should argue that we should give that based on that amount of silver content. So the economy, so Ravadi Yosef points out for Svaradim that is the correct thing to do. The min is to give enough silver, which would be equivalent of the silver content. Now, do you have to actually give silver? So, Bizman Chazal, Bizman, they gave Shkolim, it's very clear in the Mishnayos that they would not have to give a Machzor HaShekel. They could give other coins as well. They just had to pay. They had to pay a fee. And the Mishnah says they had to pay a fee. It would cost money. They would go to the Shulchan, to the money exchanger, to exchange it into coin, into these coins. So the Beis Mikdash would not be flooded with pennies. So, but it cost money. So the exchanger actually, there was a cost for the exchange. So that the person who would give these other coins would have to cover the cost of the exchange. But it's clear you don't have to necessarily give that actual coin or that amount. So how much, if a person wants to give based on silver content, how much is that and what is the value? So that changes based on the silver price. The amount is 10 grams of, the amount of a Masa Shekel is 10 grams of silver. And today, I just checked for today's price, that would be $5. $5 would be 10 grams of silver. So if a person would want to give the Masa Shekel based on this shita, that's the amount that he would give. Again, he has to check the day that he gives it, that he has to check what the price is. But the amount is 10 grams. You check the 10 grams of silver, what's the price? You give that amount of money. For Ashkenazim, the Bir Halacha does seem to mention that there is an inyan of doing that. But you don't have to give three times that. That's once. That one time that you're giving, you're fulfilling that amount of giving this idea of that amount of silver. There's no inyan being moisiv onto Masas HaShekel. The minute to give that amount of Masas HaShekel that you give. So, you know, a person gives three half dollars, they give $1.50, so I'll give $5 instead. There's no inyan giving $5 instead, $10 instead. Matanos of Yorim, there's inyan being marred by Matanos of Yorim. There's no inyan being marred by Masas HaShekel and Adarav, but it's preferable, it should be done specifically in the amount of, between Nikr that you're giving, a Zechel and Masas HaShekel, it should be specifically that multiple. So if we give $1.50, it should be $1.50, not $1.75, and not $3.35, and not, so person, now, how many people do you have to give for? You give for yourself? Person, do you have to give for your wife and for your children? Are Noshim Chayiv or not? So the Rambam passes the Noshim are not Chayiv in Masas HaShekel. The Masa Shekel of the Karbonis, women are not high. If that's true, so there's only giving a Zefer for Masa Shekel for women. The Yerushalmi is Masha, women are high. The Yerushalmi is Masha, women are high. And there, in Yerushalmi, the Karbonator points out that you see from the Yerushalmi that women are high. The Mishnah says that there was no Kiyah to give a Mashkin to women, take a Mashkin to make her give. But they were Tevei women to give. So women gave also. So the minig is that you give for women as well. So if a person, the normal minig is the husband gives to the wife as well. In regards to children, the halacha is that a person not makriv to give for his children. The Magen Rama says, but once a person decided to do it, it is a milah to do it. Once you start to do it, you have to continue it. Based on the Mishnah in Shkolim, which says that a father would give the Masa Shekel for his child, once he starts, he can't stop. The person will make a tanai lechatchila. When he started, he doesn't have to chiyuv to continue. He wouldn't be mechayiv to continue. So a person's going to say, a person is newly married, is himself, his wife, and he has a child. So he gives $1.50 for himself, for his wife, for his child. So he gives $4.50. He has multiple children, he'll give a multiple of $1.50. So I see a check for $20 in the pushka. So I don't get. I've never figured out the math on $20. It just doesn't work out. Right. $19.50 I get, $21 I get, but $20 doesn't make any sense. You're being moistened of a Masa Shekel. It's not a mile, it's actually a chasor. You want to simply give the amount of to be nicker that you're giving with Al Tzekel Masa Shekel. You want to give extra money, give it to Matanos of Yoinim. Okay. Is there any mila we mentioned yesterday? We just touched on yesterday. Is there any mila specific giving bedafka in $1.50 in coins, three half dollars, as opposed to doing it with a check, etc.? Again, I mentioned before that's not, it's not a chiyuv gomer, but I did see that Rabbi Yashiv said that it is a mila preferably to give again, to be nicker, you're giving it to Zecha Machzis Shekel. You're not just giving some money to Stoka. If you give simply those coins, it's a mila to do that in order to have that expression of the Zecha Machzis Shekel. So, in regards to the idea of taking, if your person doesn't have half dollars, putting in a check for $1.50 and taking out three coins and putting that back in, there would be a mila to do that. He's been cutting it and giving it back. There would be a mila, according to Rabbi Yashiv, of doing that. Have a good morning.